So we have a motion to approve the draft minutes from the March 8th, 11th, and 14th meetings. That motion has been seconded. We have no discussion on that motion. So all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries. Michael, is there any public comment this evening?
No one has registered for public comment.
Okay. Do commissioners have any disclosures or recusals at this time? There, hearing none, we will proceed to new business. And the item that we would like to discuss is authorizing the city to retain outside counsel on a non-competitive basis to provide general legal representation of the Police and Fire Commission. I would entertain a motion to move into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Specifically, consider a recommendation to the Common Council whether to retain the firm of Renning, Lewis & Lacy, SC, and Attorney Jenna Rissole to provide legal services to the Police and Fire Commission. Is there a motion?
Motion to move into closed session.
Second the motion.
It has been moved and seconded that we move into closed session. Is there any further discussion? Mary?
Oh, no, I'm just getting ready for the next part. Sorry.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The motion carries. We'll move into closed session.
All right, so everyone sit tight. I'm going to put you back in the waiting room and then we'll let you back in as soon as we're back.
Thank you. We've returned to open session and I would entertain a motion regarding the recommendation to the Common Council whether to retain the firm of Renning, Lewis and Lacy SC.
I'll make that motion. I would move that we recommend approval of the regarding the resolution and send that resolution to Common Council for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you all for your work. I'm going to hop off. Have a good night, everybody.
You too.
Thank you.
Right.
Good evening, Jenna.
Good evening. Thank you all for that recent motion. I'm very happy to hear that our, well, pending Common Council approval, that our working relationship will continue.
As are we. So we will move now into the fire department discussion. And is our representative here?
Present, that'd be me, Assistant Chief Scott Avery from Madison Fire.
Welcome, Assistant Chief. Glad to have you on board. We are ready to hear your recommendations regarding the fire department at this time.
Perfect. Well, good evening, and I'll jump right into it. One of the action items that Chief Carbon wanted me to mention right away is that he recommends the promotion to the rank of lieutenant. The member that was listed below, which is apparatus engineer Paul Polker, with the normal probation period of 1 year pursuant to state statute 62.13 section 4 paragraph A. Personnel file review was completed by Commissioner Mary Schaaf on April 4th, 2024. So thank you for that last minute approval. Pending approval for tonight, hopefully we're able to move forward and promote Mr. Paul Polker effective April 14th of 2024.
Thank you. We will take that under advisement in closed session this evening.
Great. Appreciate that. Chief Carbon also recommend the permanent placement of the member below, which is apparatus engineer Michael O'Connell, into the full rank of apparatus engineer after a successful completion of the 12-month probationary period. Quarterly evals were conducted by one of the division chiefs and reviewed by Chief Burris and myself for the final. For the final, no discrepancies were found, and his promotional effective date will be April 16th of 2024. Then just a few updates that I wanted to share.
We will need a motion on that. Mary?
I would move to approve the fire chief's final recommendation on the completion of the probationary period as listed in the agenda for Michael O'Connor, AE, effective April 16th.
Second.
Let's go with Veronica. Yeah. It has been moved and it's seconded to approve this recommendation for promotion. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion carries.
All right, thank you. Then just an update.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just an update on our recruit class. In 2024, we have 23 recruits that you're probably all aware of that Academy started in January 8th, 2024. It's transitioning to the final phase, meaning those members have successfully completed the portions with Madison College, their EMT portion, and now they are back with Madison Fire at our academy, and that's starting next week here. Our instructors are ready to go. And then a final graduation academy, if everyone's successful, which they hopefully will, is on June 7th. And so by all means, we'll get official invites to you all, and hopefully we're able to see at least some of you to that recruit academy, but just kind of an update there. I'd also like to update you on another our paramedic training class that's going on that started back in 2023. We have 8 current MFD members. That class actually started in August 21st, 2023. And the class ended actually March 29th. So they've all taken their national registry, or the bulk of them. Some of them have gotten those results and some of them are still pending that, but super excited for them to get their exams. Once they get their exam scores and they've all passed, then they're going to move on to some field training. So we're anticipating there should be starting to hear some of those results any day, and then probably within a month or two, we'll have 8 new paramedics out in the field. So excited about that one. We have a couple apparatus engineer promotional processes underway. We have 6 current MFD members that applied for the AE promotional process. The written test is the beginning now at this phase, and that starts April, or the written test is April 23rd of 2024. There's an over-the-road test that follows that. Those that are successful in the written test will move on to the over-the-road test, which will be May 14th and May 15th of this year. And those that are successful in that will move on to the operations test, which is going to be June 11th and 12th if we need the 12th day, that second day. And those that are successful in that completion and move on to get successfully promoted, there'll be an orientation the week of June 24th through the 28th. So some exciting stuff with that as well. We do anticipate that due to numbers and retirements, that those that are successful out of that 6 won't fill all the current spots that we have open for apparatus engineer. So we actually decided to run a second apparatus engineer process, which is fairly new to us. It's going to mimic the same process. It's going to allow for at least one more class, people have enough time on to write for this promotion, but it's going to mimic the same test that we've been doing for some time. The written test for that one will be August 21st. The over-the-road test will be September 10th and 12th, again for this year. The operations test for the second process will be October 2nd and 3rd. And then the orientation is planned for October 14th through the 18th. So we're excited to hopefully get some more numbers to fill those open vacancies. This year, 2024, we're opening up another hiring process. So we've been hot and heavy pursuing our recruitment efforts. Applications have opened for the fire department on May 24th this year. That application period will close July 1st. The written exam will be between June 11th and June 12th this year. Oral board interviews will be the next step for those that are successful in the written exam, and that will be the week of August 19th through the 23rd. Then the PAT, which is the physical ability test, will be October 9th through the 11th, followed by an eligibility list to the PFC on October 14th, and hopefully to get the PFC approval on the November 11th meeting. And hopefully all the successful candidates will start class January 6th of 2024 with an anticipation graduation date of June 6th. So a lot on those up and coming yearly processes. Personnel investigations, we do have four open investigations involving potential violations of APM 2-33 and MFD policy that correlates with that, but no suspensions requiring notification to the PFC. Retirements, as you're aware, Assistant Chief Tracy Burris retired just recently on April 2nd after 22 years of service, who I know you are all very familiar with. We also had a resignation of a firefighter, Dewan Roberts, on March 11th of this year after 6 years of employment with the City of Madison Fire Department. And then I just added one thing. So we recently, just today, received another notification, or the chief did, of another one of our lieutenants that is retiring earlier than expected or not allowed a notice. So I would love it if we could request we'd like to request another file review for an MFD member that's on the waiting list, again, to be promoted to lieutenant. So hopefully we can get that lined up to have another commissioner come review a file so we can get that on the docket for the next monthly meeting. And that was a lot, but that's all I have from fire.
Anyone want to volunteer for the file review?
I can do it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Is come August and moving on from that, I will not be able to do much until after November.
We're going to work you hard until then.
That's right. I figured. Who's going to...
Thank you very much.
Who do I contact, or who contacts me for that? Does the name... Is that you, Scott, or is there...
That'd be great. Yeah, and just whatever date works and times works for you, we'll make it work.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
And Mike, do you have Scott's contact info or how to? Okay.
Are there any other questions for the assistant chief? If not, thank you and welcome aboard. Good evening. So we'll move on to the police department discussion items.
Good evening, commissioners and everyone. Welcome, Scott. For our first item this evening, Chief Barnes is seeking interim approval and file review for three newly promoted officers. They include a couple that were before you recently in acting capacity, but they are Jessica Saksoka to sergeant with an effective date of April 14th, Jacob Conrad to sergeant with an effective date of May 26th, and Pamela Halson to investigator with an effective date of 4/28.
I'll take those.
Thank you, President Greer. I'll let Alyssa Keynes know to expect you, and she'll get those files ready.
Thank you.
For our next
Yeah.
For our next item, we've got five personnel who have successfully completed their probationary period or are about to. The first three have completed their interim promotional periods and are being recommended for final appointment to their promoted ranks. They include Sergeant Matt Olson, who will complete his probationary period on April 16th, Detective Eric Lee, April 30th, and then Investigator Stephanie Perez, also April 30th. Again, they're being recommended for final appointment to their promoted ranks. And I'll hold on that one and then come back to the probationary officer second.
Is there a motion to approve?
I would move approval of the chief's final recommendation for the Matt Olson, Sergeant Eric Lee, Detective, and Stephanie Perez, Investigator, with the effective dates listed in the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the recommendations as listed in the agenda. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries.
The next two personnel are probationary police officers. They're being recommended for permanent status, having successfully completed their probationary period. They are Officer Chandler Ferrari, who will complete his probationary period on May 1st, and Officer James Dahl on May 3rd.
I would move to approve the recommendation for the promotion of officers Ferrari and Dahl, effective May 1st and May 3rd, respectively. Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for approval of this recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion carries.
Thank you. For our next, we have an acting promotion to share with you. Chief Barnes has promoted Officer Cruz Ramirez to Sergeant, and we congratulate Sergeant Ramirez for his acting capacity. As an update to the 24-25 hiring process, we've now conducted our first round of testing and our all-board interviews. To date, we've received nearly 50 applications for the 2025 class. We're about 15 to 20 applications in total ahead of where we were last year, so that's promising and good news. We have two veteran retirements to share with you this evening. Sergeant Jen Kane started with this department in May of 2001, and she will retire effective May 23rd. And the second is Investigator Justin Adsett. He started with the department in February of 1994 and is set to retire as of April 24th. We thank and congratulate Jen and Justin for their extensive service to Madison and MPD and wish them the very best.
As do we, Captain.
Thank you very much,
President. Pass that along to them for us, please.
We'll definitely do that. And for our final item this evening, as an update from PSIA, we have two open PSIA investigations at this time. Both involve allegations of excessive force in violation of MPD's use of force SOP. And that's the final item for our packet this evening.
Do we have any further questions of Captain Patton? Okay. Contemplated closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Specifically, Consider preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel file review for Paul Poker, apparatus engineer to lieutenant, effective April 14th, 2024. Is there a motion to move into closed session?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded that we move into closed session at this time. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. So we will take our leave and come back shortly. Okay. We return from closed session, and I would entertain a motion at this time.
I would move to approve the fire chief's preliminary recommendation for promotion of Paul Poker, apparatus engineer to lieutenant, effective April 14th of 2024.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the fire chief's recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries.
President Greer, before we move to adjourn, we need to let Mike know the motion to go back into open session.
Okay.
And I apologize. I think I got the second as Mary. I don't think I got the first.
Me.
Okay. Thank you. No. And it was unanimous.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move adjournment.
Second.
We moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting.
Oh, vote.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night. Good night.